Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
We wanted to talk some NFL. There's a lot going on in the NFL around the different mini camps, and I read an article today on NFL.com from Kevin Patra, and he's joining us now on 1080 The Fan here in Portland. How you doing, Kevin?
How are you doing, fellas?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks for making the time for us, man. Really good piece on NFL.com. I guess I'll start with the big one, and this is a puzzling one for me. Julio Jones is choosing to not attend mandatory camp with the Falcons, but he's got 3 years left on the deal. So what do we make of Julio Jones making this decision?
Yeah, I mean, this is a business decision made by him. He's got an average of 14.25 million on the last 3 years of his deal, over the course of his deal, I'm sorry. And that's, he ranked eighth. He's the eighth wide receiver getting paid right now, in his eyes. That's how he's viewing it. He's behind guys like Devontae Adams. Mm-hmm. Sammy Watkins just got paid $16 million per year. So from his point of view, he's probably sitting there saying, what do I got to do to get paid? I'm making less than half of what you just paid Matt Ryan. I'm the best player on the team talent-wise. Mm-hmm. I carry this football team when Matt Ryan struggles sometimes. What do I need to do to get paid? I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm worth a lot more than I'm going to make this year. And I want to get paid. I mean, he's not coming out and saying that. He's, you know, he talked to TMZ a weeks ago and suggested that it was a media fabrication, but now he doesn't show up. So what are we to believe? You know, actions speak louder than words. Yeah, and this to me is just saying he wants to redo the deal, rip up what he got paid a couple years ago and start over again, get paid as one of the top receivers in the game.
So not fake news after all. How about that? So
exactly.
We got a handful of high-profile guys that are holding on. I mean, not just Julio, but David Johnson, I believe. Aaron Donald wants a new deal. Khalil Mack, mm-hmm. Earl Thomas. I might even be forgetting some. Which of these fan bases?
Taylor Lewan, left tackle from the Titans, yeah.
Which one of these fan bases should be most concerned about their star holding out of minicamp?
I would think Earl Thomas, because there's already been talk of them trying to trade him. They tried to trade him before the draft. Didn't work out. He's one of the older guys. He wants to get paid on what could be his last big contract. The Seahawks don't sound like they want to give in to those demands, because why wouldn't they have already if they did?
Right.
So maybe somebody comes back and offers them a draft pick for next year, and then he's gone. That would be the one. All the other guys are young guys that still are on the rookie deals, that these are going to get done sooner or later, because if not, they're just going to get franchise tagged when they finally show up.
Yeah.
So Earl Thomas, to me, would be the one that stands out. Now, I'm not suggesting that he's going anywhere, but if I had to pick one, that would be the obvious one that stands out of all of them.
Our guest is Kevin Patra, NFL.com. He wrote an article today on NFL.com about the 28 NFL squads that have opened mini camp and what to look for, the storylines, and all of those. You can find that at NFL.com. I kind of want to stay with Earl Thomas in Seattle. Two-parter for you. One, what would you be willing to give up if you were an opposing team? And what team stands out the most in your opinion when you kind of look at the landscape of teams that need a free safety?
I mean, the obvious team, to take your second part of the question first, is the obvious one we'll be talking about, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. That's who he wants to play for. That's who talked to the Seahawks earlier in the year before the draft. They didn't want to give up a second-round pick. Now, does a third-round pick get it done now? No. But you still have to pay. The problem with Earl Thomas is you still have to pay an aging veteran. Mm-hmm. He still wants a new contract. He's not going to come and play for a new team without at least a promise of a new deal. So, to me, that's the one that jumps out. Would Atlanta be able to get him, convince him to come play for Quinn for 1 year and pay him that 1 year? And would he not take a big deal? Because I don't think they could fit that under their salary cap. Maybe, because they could definitely use it. That would put them over the top in the NFC, in a tough NFC. So, but to me, Dallas is the one. And I think the reason that he hasn't moved is because nobody wants to pay a high draft pick and give him the contract he wants at his age.
You know, one of the other big storylines, not a guy holding out, but a guy we've been waiting on seeing and finally did today is Andrew Luck. I think he was throwing high school-sized football, so not quite correct to the NFL size. But how big of a step is that? And just kind of what are we hearing out of Indianapolis in terms of him being ready for training camp?
Well, just, 20 minutes ago, he was just talking to the media, and he clarified that, yeah, today he was throwing high school footballs. But he has thrown the NFL-sized footballs, a.k.a. the Duke, with Frank Reich under guise and promised the coach, had the coach promise not to tell anyone about it. So he has thrown an NFL football. The whole minutia here is slightly ridiculous. I think the main takeaway here is that this puts him on pace to get ready for training camp, which was always the goal. And it was kind of weird that we hadn't seen him throw any balls at all, even high school footballs to this point. Because how can you be fully ready to go in 6 weeks if you haven't done that? So even though he's just throwing quote-unquote high school footballs, whatever, seeing him out there on the field is a benefit to the fans to calm them down, because it was just a weird situation where we hadn't seen him do anything, and they had promised last year they had done all these promises before about how he'd be ready for the season, and then he wasn't. So it was kind of deja vu all over again for Colts fans. So I think seeing him today should calm some of that down. And he did when he was speaking to the media, he did sound about as happy as we've heard him since 2015. Yeah. And it sounds like he is trusting the pace he's on and trusting that he really will be ready for training camp this time, and he's not going to put too much stress on his shoulder.
Yeah, Kevin Patra, NFL.com is our guest. He wrote an article going around the National Football League, different mini camps, and you can find it up on their website. Aaron Donald is holding out. He wants a new contract. He did that last year as well. Khalil Mack is saying that he is going to hold out because he wants an extension on his rookie deal. If you were having to choose between these two, and I know a team isn't having to, but if you were having to choose, which one would make more money?
Oh, for me, Aaron Donald. I mean, the pressure he gets up the gut is just ridiculous. And when you talk to any quarterback, that is where they really struggle. I mean, you can put extra blockers on the outside. You can get a back to chip. You can get a tight end to chip. But there's only so many guys. And when he's splitting double teams up the gut, he's in your face in two steps. And you can't even backpedal, get out of your backpedal yet. He's worth the most. Having said that, it doesn't sound like he's in a good position to get the most because the staring contest between Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack, it seems like Mack has the leverage to wait it out, where Aaron Donald pretty much doesn't because he just where he was drafted outside the top 10. Mm.
You know, a lot of these new holdout guys are stealing the headlines away from one guy who has been disgruntled about his contract situation for a long time. That's Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Where is this going to go? How's this going to end up? I mean, the guy's been dominant when he's healthy. It's a unique window in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger getting up there in age. How do you see the Le'Veon Bell situation going?
This is just me personally, just from what I'm reading. No sources on the situation, but I think you're going to see same thing we saw last year. I think he's just going to sit out, and he's going to take care of his business. And when he has to show up, he'll show up, and he'll play on this tag again. And then he'll hit free agency next year, and we'll see. The Pittsburgh Steelers are one of those organizations who are not going to go out of their way to recreate the payment schedule for a running back. That's just not how they operate. It's just not how they've ever operated, really. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to get paid. I mean, we've been saying it for a year and a half now. He wants to get paid as the number one running back and the number two receiver. He wants to reset the running back market for guys who are dual threats like he is, and he feels like they're getting underpaid. I mean, he's going to make $14-something million dollars a year. The next closest is LeSean McCoy at $8 million. And that gap, the gap is just not really attainable unless he reaches free agency.
All right, Kevin, get you out of here on this one. It's sports radio, so let's be cliche. Let's do a scorching hot take from Kevin Patra. Non-playoff team last year that you think has the best chance to win the Super Bowl this year.
Tell me it's the Browns.
Oh, I wish I could say it was the Browns. I wish.
You have one?
Let's see. Best non-playoff team from last year. Well, you know, I'm going to go with the Houston Texans.
Okay.
I think if they can get fully healthy, I mean, there's a huge if. They just had so many guys that were injured. Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, Clowney, Merciless. You add in Honey Badger this year. I think that they can be a dominant defense, and I think Watson, what he brings to the offense, is dynamic. And I think they can it's a much tougher AFC South, but I think that that defense can put them over the top, and that would be – I think if they made it into the playoffs, that that defense, if it's fully healthy the whole year and J.J. Watt is who he can be, even if he's three-quarters of what J.J. Watt was, it's still better than most other defensive players. So I think they could make a run in the playoffs if they can get there.
All right, there we go. Kevin Patra, NFL.com. Ryder, give him a follow on Twitter. And he just wrote an article going around the National Football League with all of the mini camps. Good stuff, Kevin. We'll catch up with you down the road and talk some more NFL.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.